good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Oh, great. Who's this?
Well, it's Frank, my tool, it's engineer Gino. I read this article about, EME, electronic munchkin enhancer. Make you sound like a munchkin.
Oh.
So I told him to put it on here, see if it worked.
Is it working? No, it doesn't.
Not working?
No.
Not noticing any difference.
I turn it off then. All right, so.
Not noticing any difference.
I was hoping that thing would work. Too bad.
Good afternoon, man. Everybody. Welcome to the September 17th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Quick round of introductions. Normally we don't do this till the Playhouse. Control board, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Newsman, researcher, private investigator, and more. Tim Woodburn. Tim.
Hello to everyone.
And Dan Strauss. Dan.
Hello, everyone.
those are the players for now. In the 4 o'clock hour, we will meet. And if he's listening right now, he's probably real nervous. He'll hear his name. His name is Justin. Justin Waits.
Some fresh meat coming under the show.
Fresh meat.
Some chum. Fresh
meat. He thinks he wants to be on the air once a week take the Tim Nickerson. Tim Nickerson. Taylor Nickerson spot. And be our tech guy, because as you know, or should know, we mentioned it a couple of times, Taylor had to give that up. And I'm sure he'll miss it, and we'll miss him. But life goes on, and the show moves on, and there are lots of people out there who know a lot more about tech stuff than most of us do. So we'll see how much Justin can bring to the show. We'll go easy on him. I sent him an email. I talked to him. I called him. I said, hey, relax. Don't worry. We'll make it easy. I was kidding. I was just kidding.
Good thing his last name's not Case.
You hear that, Dan?
What's that?
You hear that silence?
No, I just hear...
Well, that's crickets.
Oh.
That's the reaction a lot of your stuff gets.
Those are really lame crickets.
Wow. That's because they're my crickets, and I have to do my crickets until Limey can figure out how to spell crickets.
Those are trained. Those crickets are trained. Those crickets are actually trained to chirp anytime, Dan, you say anything.
Oh.
Tim taught them to do that. So Justin will be, and what's interesting is Taylor Nickerson was a high school teacher at Columbia High School in Columbia, Illinois. Justin Waits works for Webster University, not in tech, as was the case with Taylor. Taylor's a German teacher. This guy is a safety director or something. I find that interesting, but he seems to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it seems whoever is in charge of the hiring process keeps giving the jobs to people who don't actually work in tech. They just like it.
Well, I hire the people.
And, is that who does that?
I want to know is, do they relate to the audience and do they know stuff? Look, you can know a lot about stuff and not be in that profession.
True.
Take me, for example. I know a tremendous amount about gynecology.
Yeah.
But I am not a gynecologist. See, there's a good example. I know women. I know women's thoughts. I'm not a psychiatrist. That doesn't make me any less an expert on women. I tell jokes. I'm not a professional comedian. So see how that works? This guy could be fantastic. He'll be in at 4 o'clock hour, so... If you have any questions, we'll see how he deals with, listener issues, as well as what does he have to bring to the table. He'll be fine. Does anybody have anything to say? You've had a whole weekend to experience something. Anybody?
I was going to have something to say, and unfortunately, I'm thinking I'm going to have to put it off till tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I know what this is. Pretty big announcement.
Yeah, and I...
Don't get excited. He's not leaving.
No, it's just a point. I've been working on something for a long time, and everything was going great. And just within the last hour, there's been a snafu.
One more day.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to hold it off a day.
In the whole scheme of things, a day is like a blink.
I know.
And rather have it right.
Having said that, so what I was going to talk about today, I'm going to hold off till tomorrow. But I do have something else to talk about today. Okay. That's kind of fun. I showed Dan this. Went out of town this past weekend. And
that's a good one.
Yeah, thank
you. That starts us off with something. Anybody else?
No, he's not finished.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
So I did something that, and I know you may or may not be tempted to make me, to ask me to provide proof of this, which I will off the air, but I showed it to Dan. You know, I'm Caucasian. I like heavy metal and rock and, you know, that kind of thing. That's kind of my music background. That's my heritage. But this past weekend, I went and, camped out for 2 days in the Shawnee National Forest with my buddy who owns a cabin rental business down there with 50 other people. And he told me that I won the karaoke contest.
What?
And I sung a rap song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I played it for Dan.
Did you know the song? Or
yeah.
Did you just...
Yeah.
What's the song?
You cannot play it on this air.
No, you can't.
What's the title?
It's
Get The title is F You Mother Effer. That's why we can't play it on
pretty
the
much.
Air.
It's, the name of the song is Get Low by Lil Jon and the Ying Yang
Nice.
Twins. And
okay.
It's got like three different voices in there, and that was the whole key to things. So I was pretty pleased with that. They told me I won. I said, what'd I win? They said,
well, how about this? So here's the karaoke champion.
Here's the bad part. They said, yeah, you won. I said, what'd I win? Nothing. There's no prize? Why would you tell me?
How many contestants were there?
Probably about 30.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. See, now, in the 90s, when I was a hockey announcer, and I'd get sick on the road, you travel around with a group of enclosed people, you know, on a bus for up and down the East Coast, and you start talking like this, you know, I got this thing going. And when Buffalo Wild Wings first launched their restaurant chain, I entered this is how long ago this karaoke contest was. The grand prize was a dual cassette radio player, a boombox dual cassette player. And the song I won that karaoke contest with was Funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc. You ever heard
one
that?
Of my it's favorites.
Song. Have you heard that song?
No.
You have not? You never heard of Funky Cold Medina?
I may have.
Oh, yeah, you have.
It's about a guy slipping date rape drugs into girls' drinks, and then somebody slips one into the dog's water bowl.
I'm so, I don't know how to put it, in the dark about
you've heard that song, Frank. Can you play
what's
a little
the song,
bit?
Funk Soul Rubber? Check it out now. Funk Soul Rubber. What is that song?
That is not Tone Loc.
Well, no. What's that song? Check it out now.
Oh, yeah.
Something Funk Soul Rubber, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Play me the song.
I know
song
what you're talking
about,
but Funky Cold Medina, you would know.
Maybe.
It's,
I did not get into classic rock, heavy metal. Turn it up.
Yeah, that's what all goes out.
I like it so far.
This is Spuds McKenzie.
Turn it up.
Cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh, and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a low C? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar.
I don't hate it.
Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know about
that was a big
store.
Hit.
So
was
I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cold Medina.
It's actually not a date rape drug. It's a drug that you take, and it makes women flock to you.
I don't need that.
Well, I do. Clearly, I need it. And
there's another thing it does. It's called money. Called having money. They'll flock to you.
Funky Cole McCash.
Let me say this. I've never heard that song in my life.
All right.
Okay. I'm such a virgin when it comes to rap or heavy metal or most classic rock. It's just not the music I listen to.
I don't know that that's rap. Maybe it's rap. Was it rap rock?
I'd say it was like hip hop.
Well, it would have been similar to the very first DMC, Run DMC kind of rap. That simple rap until they screwed it up. So, yeah, it could be an original rap. Well, congratulations, man.
Sorry
there was no
it's
prize.
It's kind of low, though. You know, you win something, but you don't win nothing.
It's a letdown. No prize.
It is.
So, you're almost sorry you gave up your talents in front of people for nothing.
Well, I had to have my lawyer send them a cease and desist because they threatened to put the video on Facebook.
No,
that's not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
Oh, no. It doesn't need to be up on Facebook just because of the language in it. It was a...
Any did you sing it with those words? I guess you did.
With the words of,
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
That's the song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the song. It's not me. It's not my lyrics.
Anybody else for the Burke segment? Is that you? I'm sorry. Is that it?
That was it.
Anybody else? Burke segment? No?
No. I had a boring weekend.
Sad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's close it up. Burke Sexton. We do have plenty to talk about here.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, the joke today involves none other than karaoke champion Tim Woodburn. And we add that to the resume. In charge of electronic time resetting, head of the research department, head of the news department, newsman, private investigator, karaoke champion.
Well, it's about me?
Yeah. Dan, his list is getting longer than yours. His
I
resume.
Know.
But yes, the joke is about you.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered that we did something because our band played both nights, Friday and Saturday
what
night.
What band? What are you talking about?
The Seventh Planet Band.
That's you have a band?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. We played both nights.
Never mentioned it.
But yesterday, Sandy and I were out running around.
Who's Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend. We were just out running around, and I asked her if she'd ever been to Lone Elk Park, and she never had. So we drove through Lone Elk Park. Saw some elks and some deer and some.
Hold on, some elks.
Bison.
It's called lone elk.
Lone elk.
How can there be more than one if it's lone elk? That says there's one elk.
Yeah.
And you said you saw more?
Yeah.
Then they need to change the name because that's fraud.
Yeah.
And that's deceiving. It ought to be changed to Several Elks Park.
Yeah. And bison.
Doesn't Lone Elk Park tell you that this park has an elk in it?
Yeah, just one elk.
And you said you saw more than one.
Well, yeah, we did.
Well,
we saw more than
blows
one.
Blows that apart.
Then we saw bison too. You drive through and see bison. So it's a elk. Cool thing. But this is the part where that I had to really pucker up and go in.
And, hold on, and do were this. You with a woman or a man?
No. Here's the thing. She wanted to go because the World Bird Sanctuary is right out there.
Well, I'm with her.
She wanted to go to the World Bird Sanctuary, so I went.
That's on my list. That's on my list of things to do after I die.
And I said I wanted to, because I have a fear of birds.
So you wanted to face it.
I wanted to face the fear.
That's what therapists tell you to do.
Yeah, face the fear.
Jump right in.
So
if you're afraid of the water, jump off the hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we walked through, but all the birds were caged. But it was a pretty cool experience, though. I'd never been there. I knew Walt because he had come in several stations that I worked at a couple of times.
Who's Walt?
Walt Crawford was the guy that started the World Bird Sanctuary.
The news guy, Walter Crawford.
No, not him. He passed.
Oh, it's Cronkite.
Yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago, but Walt started this, and I had never been there. And so we went by there, so I can say that I have been to the World Bird Sanctuary.
Okay,
it's all bald eagles, and man, it was cool though.
I think you're overcoming it.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, but they were all caged, so that was good.
Okay. Did you get to see them feed on anything?
Oh yeah, the owls. Oh my goodness,
they fed on the owls?
No, this girl when we were getting ready to leave,
she ate the owls.
Yeah, this girl ate the owls. No, the girl that works there. She was taking food in for the owls, and she walked into the cage, and she went, hoo, 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 like that, and they talked back to her. And then she dropped something in a tray, and I said, what that was that? And she said, chicks. So,
like baby chicks?
Yes. So they were little.
Live ones?
Yeah. No, they were dead. They were little dead chicks.
How did they kill them?
I don't know. I don't know how
that would have been my question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But so she went in and fed the owls chicks mix.
Mommy, I can't believe you laughed at that. Hebe, you used to laugh at everything. How come you don't laugh at stuff anymore?
That was hilarious, though.
Maybe Hebe's speaker wasn't on.
Chicks mix.
He said chicks mix. Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't see him come down that you just dropped it, and they come down later, I guess, and eat it. So that was it. That's all I had.
Well, let's close it.
We already have.
Yeah, we closed it.
Close it again. This is bad enough to close twice. First segment is closed. Double locked. Double closed. We have a few things we need to talk about. Folks, we have to really start to be aware of and recognize fake news. And there's plenty of it out there. There is a story circulating. It's all over the internet. Five people have sent it to me. Anderson Cooper covering Hurricane Florence, standing in a ditch so the water is waist high, when somebody snapped a picture from a distance and the guy running the camera and his producer or whatever are in ankle-deep water, and they're just a few feet from him. It's fake news. That's a shot that Anderson Cooper did. And by the way, I wanted it to be real because I can't stand Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be real, but it's not. That shot was taken 10 years ago when Hurricane Ike hit. And yes, there was high ground, low ground, and I watched the report. And he says in the report, I'm in a spot where if I move a few feet over, it could be over my head. A few feet in the other direction, the water would be lower. It was the terrain was kind of all over the place. So it wasn't just where he was standing. He picked, ooh, the one low spot where I can make the water look. Yes, of course he wanted it to be sensational. He could have stood where the water wasn't quite as deep. But then what kind of news story is that? So I've tried to stop. There's very little that I ever resend anybody. I have people send me everything people send them. It's like a chain, you know. They send it to somebody, somebody sends it to me, but that's where it stops with me. I'm not the guy who's going to resend it to other people. I just don't. And I've started to assume that pretty much every story is fake. Snopes.com. You need to learn this site. Put it, bookmark it. Snopes.com. These people do a tremendous job of research. They're the equivalent to Tim Woodburn, head of our research team for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. They do their homework. They look it up. And Snopes.com will tell you if you type in, and that's what I did. I typed in Anderson Cooper exaggerating flood damage. And up pops the footage. And sure enough, it's a report from Hurricane Ike. But I still have people who, three or four of them, everything that comes down the line, they send it to me. Oh, you're not going to believe this. Well, no, I'm not going to believe it because it's probably fake. Now, there's another video that people captured a screenshot of. It's a weather reporter demonstrating how windy it is, the wind from Hurricane Florence, and he's leaning forward into the wind like he can barely stand up straight. And right behind him, a couple people just strolling by. You know, the wind's not affecting them. Now, I actually question whether or not that footage is legit. There are brilliant people who can superimpose, take one image, put another behind it, and make it look like the guy's faking the sound.
True.
But I tend to believe that one's real. Because I think these weather reporters do hold on to a light pole. Well, you know, when you don't really need to hold on to a pole, you're not going anywhere.
They don't really, you know, weather people, they don't really get a lot of sensational news only around Christmas or, like, you know, in the real thick of winter when there's a chance of freezing rain or lots of snow. So, you know, they're getting the spotlight right now, so they're probably loving it, you know, hamming it up a little bit.
They're hamming it up.
Or tornadoes. They get tornadoes.
True. They're hamming it up a lot, and they're exaggerating. Mm-hmm. A lot. And, you know, hanging on to a pole, like if I don't let... And here's the other thing.
Right.
These reporters, they're telling you, get out of here. You don't want to be anywhere around what I'm standing in. You don't... Then why don't you get out? We don't need you standing there for what? So that we can see it's raining on you?
Right.
We can see you're in the wind? What is it we're learning here that we wouldn't know if you weren't standing there? And I love it when the anchor back in the studio goes, all right, Will, thanks for that report. Now, you get to safe somewhere safe, okay? You better get out of danger. Hey, your news department is the one that put him there. Don't act like you want him to, you know, kidding me? It's laughable. It's so ridiculous. Now, there's another story that is a real story. And it's this loser. Do you remember where this guy was, the Down syndrome guy?
Oh, no, but I have pulled it up.
What's his name?
His name is Paul Menchaca, I think his name is.
Paul Menchaca.
Yeah, I think M-E-N-C-H-A-C-A. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
That's good enough. Menchaca.
Menchaca.
Pretended to have Down syndrome so he can have medical people, private duty nurses, the people who care for people, so that he can have his diapers changed and get, so he could be bathed. Well, first of all, I don't know that Down syndrome people wear diapers.
I don't really think so.
I don't think that's generally part
of it. I believe there are certain levels of Down syndrome some might need more care than others.
But he pretended to wear it. Well, he put diapers on, and I'm sure he peed and pooped in them, so they'd have to be changed.
And they would have to wipe up and clean.
Yeah. And then he also was having them bathe him because he got aroused. Well, I guess if you have Down syndrome, I don't know much about Down syndrome. If you're a male with Down syndrome, I think you still get a boner. I think you can. Yeah. But this piece of crap was pretending to have Down syndrome so that...
All right, well, that person is obviously going to hell, but can I just read you a police quote from the news report? It says the 30-year-old school aide, so he was, a teacher's assistant, apparently would get upset at bath time when they did not clean his genitals with sufficient vigor.
Well, I would be too. I want that clean.
Sufficient vigor.
I mean, you know what that means. Like he was after an HJ, basically.
Sure
he was. It's just kind of amazing. How do you fake Down syndrome?
You don't.
Yeah, like, there's a certain look that Down syndrome people have.
Right.
And he doesn't have that look.
No.
Oh, he's from Phoenix, Arizona. Mm. So there you go. That's where he lives.
How did the medical people not know? This guy doesn't have Down syndrome.
That's what I'm wondering.
I want to know is how, because, if you do have Down syndrome, I'm pretty sure you don't just call up, a care facility and say, hey, can I get some caregivers,
care facility?
Yes, I have Down syndrome. I need someone to come and change my diapers and wash my genitals vigorously.
Okay, we'll send somebody right over.
Thank you. Now, there's also, I believe, a speech pattern that accompanies Down syndrome. And maybe he mimicked that somehow. Shame on this poor, demented piece of garbage. I hope he got plenty of sponge baths out of the deal before they busted him.
Well, so here's how he actually got them. Apparently, he posed as his own mother and named her Amy. So he's pretending to be the Down syndrome's.
Oh my goodness!
Caregivers.
Yes, I have a son, and he has Down syndrome, and I wondered if I'm ill, and I'm not in the best of health. I'm not physically capable of changing his diapers or washing his genitals. I wonder if you could send someone over to do that.
We'll be right over.
Oh.
That's probably not what he was. That was a reenactment, by the way. That was not the real call.
She didn't give her name.
Caregivers.
Yes, I just remembered that I forgot to give you my name. I'm the mother of Paul Menceschi, or whatever my son's name is.
Your name's Amy.
My name is Amy. So, we live at 8632 Cunningham Drive, and I'm sure I'm going to be happy to get some assistance and help with my Down syndrome son. So, thank you so much.
I'll be right over.
All right, wow. Again, that was a reenactment. A lot of people think that was the actual call.
No.
Incredible.
No, that was me. No.
Well, apparently, one of the women who complained, one of the care workers followed him one day, followed him from school to home and then back again. And one nurse is saying that she cared after Menchaca about 30 different times. She bathed him 30 times.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I work for you. I'm one of your employees, and I don't know, there's something not right about one of the patients that we're taking care of.
Which one would that be?
Paul Menceschi. He claims to have Down syndrome. I've bathed him, I guess, 30 times, and every time I do, he gets a boner. And it's like, I almost think that's the only reason we're here, is that he doesn't have Down syndrome at all. I think he just likes a good HJ. That's what I think. And if you don't fix this problem and let us cut loose from this fake patient, I'm resigning.
I will get right on it. Thank you.
Again, that was not, that was a reenactment.
Wow.
That was not an actual incredible phone call. Thank you.
Incredible.
It scares me how realistic my phone call reenactments are.
It is.
Is this guy in jail?
I hope. I think he's waiting sentencing. He has been charged. I believe. Hang on a second. Let me have a look. Okay, right. Oh, good. No, sorry. He was freed from custody after posting $15,000 bond, and he is being charged with three felony counts of intentionally or knowingly engaging in sexual contact with someone over 15 without their consent. A fourth charge refers to defrauding one of the women.
And so, probably the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think. Oh, man.
Last bit on this news, and I just got to get this out, but apparently Amy started texting the caregivers asking them...
Now, is Amy...
Amy is him.
Amy doesn't exist.
That's him pretending to be his own mother.
Yes. So he's like the guy in Psycho.
He is like the guy in Psycho. And he's asking his caregivers to punish her son when he soils his diaper by putting him in timeout and taking away his privileges.
Oh. So, punish him.
Punish him.
Oh, boy.
Caregiver.
Oh, boy.
Yes, this is Amy. I'm Paul's mother.
Yes. I believe we sent somebody out to take care of your son.
You did, but just a bit quick instruction here. I know him better than anyone, and when he soils his diaper, I would hope that you would punish him.
And how would we do that?
Well, put him in timeout. That seems to work. If you would, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. We'll get on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was a reenactment.
Wow. I felt like I was there.
But how do you, I mean, first of all, how do you kind of fall for this? I just want to know is how he got the caregivers to his place in the first time. Like, there was no initial review. The company didn't send over anybody to inspect the situation. He was just like, hey, I need somebody to bathe.
Well, he shouldn't need that. After one visit, they should know.
Exactly. And I just don't understand how he got away with this.
I bet you they've changed policies now, how they deal with people.
I bet you they have.
Yesterday, behind me in traffic was a car that I never see anybody drive. So my question is there even still a dealer around? And living in Great Britain, you mm-hmm. probably saw this car a lot. It's a Saab.
Oh, yeah, Saab. S-A-A-B.
Yeah. Yeah. I never see, in my life, I've known one person who drove a Saab.
Wow.
That's it. Is there even still a dealer?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Somebody Googles.
I knew someone.
Google Saab dealer in St. Louis. S-A-A-B.
I knew one person that drove a Saab.
That's all I've ever known.
And they loved it. That's the only car that they,
wow,
they
okay.
absolutely loved.
There is Volvo Cars out in West County. There's Ecotec Import Auto Service. There's like three near me that will actually, and I'm looking on the map, and there's five in total, no, six in total places that will sell you a Saab.
Well, that's unbelievable. I never see one person drive this car.
Uh-uh.
Ever. How many times have you ever known in your life, hey, I heard you got a new car. Yeah, it's a Saab. Never.
Not since I moved over here. I don't think I've seen anywhere. They're imported from Sweden, in case anybody is wondering.
It's a Swedish car. Just like Volvo. Volvo's Swedish.
Volvo's too much like Volvo.
A little bit.
Something. Yeah.
A little bit.
Well done.
I don't want to drive a Volvo.
And then, Cape Cod. Shark attack.
Oh, really?
Fatal shark attack in 82 years.
Wow.
Guy was boogie boarding. What is a boogie board? Do you lie on your stomach or what
I
is
think
that?
A boogie board is It's like half the size of a surfboard, and basically you run down the beach, and as the surf comes in, you throw the board onto the surf and kind of stand on it, as opposed to riding the wave back to the shore.
So as it recedes, you ride it.
Yeah,
from the shore.
Yeah, you're carried back out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, this thing.
Do they have any idea what kind of shark it was or anything like that?
I don't know. By the time we got to the hospital, he was dead. I think he was dead long before then.
Wow.
So not good for Cape Cod. I don't like Cape Cod. I've been there once. Went up there once. I don't like it up there. I don't like the Northeast. Sorry. Mm. If anybody's listening in the Northeast, don't take it personally. You're weird. You people are... It's weird up there. To me. And I can't explain it. It's like you're in another country, like you're in Canada or something. They just seem different. They sound different.
The people just change all of a sudden? Like they become meaner?
It's not even that. They're just different. And it's cold a lot of the year. There wasn't much about cave. And now there's sharks killing people, or at least one person. And again, this weekend, Lake of the Ozarks was biker weekend. Thousands and thousands of motorcycles. It's like a miniature Sturgis. And what's interesting to me about these biker weekends, whether it's here or Sturgis or Minneapolis, it's like they go there and then they don't really have anywhere else to go, so they just ride around. Just go up this street, down this street. It's like boaters. And I've had a lot of boats, and I've been going to the lake for almost 40 years. People get in their boats and just go for a boat ride. They don't really have anywhere to go. They might go somewhere for lunch by boat, but they're just boating. Where are you going? We're just boating. Nowhere to go.
Just to enjoy the experience?
Enjoy the experience. Mm-hmm. I've done it myself. And boaters wave at each other. Bikers wave at each other. The same two people who would hate each other's guts if they were standing on land, if they're biking or boating, they're friends.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Wave, two guys on the same kind of bike. Hey, you doing? Thumbs up. They have other gestures that bikers give each other. Not the bad ones, just, like sort of a brotherhood thing. And boaters are the same way. You pass somebody on the lake in a boat and wave, they'll generally wave back. If you did it in the car, they'd flip you off and yell at you or something because they'd think you were a road rager just because you waved at them. It's interesting. But, boy, some beautiful motorcycles. As the owner in my life of 17 motorcycles, and that's how many I've had, I like them. I like watching them. I still kind of wish I had one. I have a scooter. I have a brand-new scooter, but it's a scooter. It's okay. Top speed, maybe 60. If you got a little wind behind you, maybe 60. It's a 55-mile-per-hour vehicle. It's okay. And my boys got it for me. But all it did was make me want a bigger scooter or motorcycle.
Why don't you go and get a new motorcycle?
Because I live in deer country.
Ah, yeah.
And there are too many deer. And that is the only reason I haven't had one for the last few years is... I've torn four cars up. I haven't. Deer have. Mm-hmm. And if I hit any one of those, the four times that happened, if any of those had been on a bike, I'd be dead or in a wheelchair, paralyzed. So that doesn't mean I won't do something stupid and get a motorcycle, get one more. I might. But the thought of that and the deer have kept me from doing it. But man, this past weekend, the motorcycles I saw at the lake, made me just think, man. It's funny because everyone. Did you ever used to do anything that you don't do anymore? And every once in a while, if the weather is right, you just think, oh man, today I wish I had that convertible again, or I wish I had a motorcycle, or used to fly. I wish I could fly again. It's a perfect flying day. No. That's what happens with bikes. I see bikes coming down the road on a nice day. I think that looks.
You got a little envious.
Yeah. I get on one with another biker or two. More fun to ride with people and just head somewhere. Even if it's just Herman or anywhere, Springfield, Illinois, whatever. Just get on a bike and go.
I'd like the dirt bike, like when we would go on trails and stuff. But that's about it. I always got scared if we were riding on the road.
Did you ride a dirt bike?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had like little, not anything big.
Trail bike.
Yeah. Yeah, trail bike.
Do you have your own?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why'd you quit?
I didn't like riding on the, it just got old after a while because we went to the same places.
And well, you could have gone to different places. Maybe you'd still be riding.
Maybe. Maybe so.
What'd you do with it?
Oh, we got rid of it. It was a long time ago when we were like in our teens and a bunch of us had.
You grew up like a rich kid. You had a pool when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
You took your dad's Porsche 911 to the prom.
Stepdad.
Yeah. Whoa.
And you had a trail bike. Yeah. That's what rich kids do.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a rich kid.
This guy.
Levi Strauss money.
And right. We had the one of the first ones on the block to have a central air conditioning.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Rich kid.
Yeah. Whew.
Somebody had an easy life.
I think my dad worked at McDonnell Douglas at that time, making $200 or $250 a week or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know exactly what my dad made when I was 10 or 12. He made $50 a week. So your dad made five times what my dad made. You know what happened? That motivated you to be the success you are today.
Yes.
When you grew up with those luxuries, you thought, I don't want to be without these.
That's right.
So I'm going to be a success in radio.
Darn right.
And he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, he didn't. I was thinking of somebody else. He's on this show. I have to do a bit of business. We'll take a quick break. We come back. And before we get to the 4 o'clock news, followed by our guest tech guy trying out to be the host of the segment, let me remind you that... I don't have to remind you of anything. That's really it. You have a few minutes if you want to call. Get a little time with us because it is a Monday. Monday's kind of, blah. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. If you just want to chat, we're here. We'll be happy to chat with you. Thompson Price. I have said that name, Thompson Price, for 23 years. I'm guessing, I think I'm within 6 months, 23, the longest running advertiser we have on this show. And if anybody listening owns a business or is in charge of advertising and wonders, why would anybody pay what you hear is like the highest price you can pay for radio commercials, why would they pay that for 23 years? Why don't you call Thompson Price and ask it? Ask him why he's still such an important part of this show and has been for so long, and why it's worth every dollar he spends. Maybe you'd like to join him, be part of the show. They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. They remodeled our bathroom. That was the first project they did for us. And that would have been about easily 23 years ago. A couple of years later, because we love the kitchen so much, we thought, what if we loved our bathroom upstairs? There were two bathrooms upstairs, so we let him remodel one. And then what happened was he liked that so much, about 2 years later, we had the other one done. And then about 3 years after that, we had a little half-bath powder room thing redone. And then about 3 or 4 years after that, we had the basement bathroom where my son had been living, was living, we had it redone. Every bathroom, half-bath, and the kitchen in our house, they have all been remodeled by Thompson Price over a period of years. The thought of paying to have all of them done at the same time, that would have been a bit much. So we took our time, we did it right. That's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to do it right. Have it done right. You will be able to talk to dozens and dozens of kitchen and bathroom places. Some are terrible, some are okay, some are pretty good. But if you're aiming the PM, you will include Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the kitchen and bath companies that you speak with. They are, well, their showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. And of course, you can go to their website and find out even more. But that, both of those are just the beginning. There are thousands of great ideas. You have some, they have some. Let them put you through your process. You'll be glad you did. It's worth it. They want to know all kinds of things about your family, your lifestyle, who's in it, who cooks, does nobody cook, is there a gourmet cook, are your parents at some point going to be having to live with you, blah, blah, blah. How many are in the family, how many people use this kitchen, do you like to spend a lot of time entertaining? And they're all important questions. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Get a look at traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Staples. Accident southbound 270 at Manchester. Multi-vehicles. Earlier crash westbound 44 before Antire. Earlier car fire on the Mid-Rivers ramp to westbound 70. Eastbound 64 west of Timberlake Manor. An accident bumper to bumper eastbound 70 crossing the Museo Veterans Bridge and eastbound 64 heading into Baugh. Staples offers bold color printing to help your business stand out. Now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing in-store only. Offer ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store staples.com/20back for details. Print more color, attract more customers, save more money. Staples. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Smash It! Smash It!
Smash It is a new company that can save you money right now. Go to stlsmashit.com and see the video of what they can do and how they are going to save you money if you use 20, 30, or 40-yard roll-offs. They get full fast, and it's expensive to get new ones constantly, so call Smash It today and they'll smash what is a full roll-off down by 40% or more. Call today for a free demo, and for the first five new six-month contracts, the owner of Smash It is taking those new customers to a suite at a Cardinals game. Go to stlsmashit.com, check out the video, and see how to save money now.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics. Infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
met our tech tryout guy. Justin is his name. He's like a nice enough guy. A rotund sort of a guy. Is that okay to say rotund?
That is not okay to say it.
What do you mean it's not okay?
If the guy hasn't even...
Tim says yes, it is.
It is. Like, Limey asked me before the show if a word was okay to say, and I said no.
Right.
He was talking about something else. He was like, can I say this? Something? I'm like, N-O.
Hang on one second.
Uh-oh.
I think you just got to give, like, you know, you got to get to know the guy a little bit more before you...
Justin, is it okay if I call you rotund? Is that okay? Is it okay or not?
No, yeah, I mean, you're not really giving him much.
Is that okay to say?
Frank, you should start higher. You should say, can I call you fat? No, how about rotund?
He just said that was live.
Right.
He said it was okay.
Oh, because you didn't put him on the spot or anything. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeez. What I was hoping he would say is, no, it's not okay.
Yeah.
See, that would have meant this guy's got some spine. But he's here to audition.
Right.
He's trying to get along. I understand that. I'll calm him down when he gets in here, and I'll ask him how he'd like to be described. I'm not rotund, but I am heavy.
Hefty. Yeah.
Hefty.
Yeah.
I used to be heftier, but I'm still hefty. I'm still heftier than I want to be.
Some guy called me burly once. It was burly.
Burly.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Burly broadcast.
Because burly almost implies tough. Burly.
True.
So this burly guy threw me out. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. I like that better now that you said that.
The only actor I ever knew like that was Burly Ives.
Don't give him that. A rim shot indicates something was funny. That's what a rim shot's for. You know what? Take it back. Edit it out. Cut it right out.
Radio edit.
Hang on, sir.
Oh, he's good.
He's got to see what he's
got. Justin, you want me to edit out? We're going to ask you live if you want to, if I could call you rotund. You can edit that out.
No, keep it in.
Keep it in?
Keeping it in.
All right, he's telling you to keep it in. So leave it in.
Okay, got you.
I think the only offensive word to people is fat. Even if you
obese.
Are fat. Well, obese is medical. So obese almost means I have a medical issue. I'm obese.
It depends on who says it, though.
But fat, if somebody goes, man, you're fat, that I think that's offensive, even if you actually are fat.
There's worse words than fat if you're fat.
Lard ass.
Yeah, right. Lard ass.
No, that's not a term.
Don't you shut up, you whale.
Oh, oh man.
Okay, hold on.
Whale.
That's not an actual description.
Yes, it is.
Being overweight.
Yes, it is. It's Limey even says where he comes from that the guys who go out with real big girls, they call it what, Limey?
They call it whaling.
See?
Well, I got news for you. Whale also means high roller in Las Vegas. That's a whale.
Well, that's not what
they
we
walk
mean
in
here.
There with about $3 million to gamble. They're whales.
That's because they have big pocketbooks.
It doesn't matter. It's not offensive. If you told a woman who works at the Caesar's Palace in Vegas, I got a whale coming in, woo, she'd be all
I'm
over that.
Right now, you walk into a party with a girl on your arm and say, hey, guys, I want you to meet my whale.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, who'd say that? You or her?
I'm saying that if you said that, it would be offensive.
Oh, I got to do some business.
You said whale wasn't offensive.
I got to do some business. Then we're going to get Justin in here, our very nice, bearded, rotund tech guy.
Oh, my God.
He's nice.
He won't be when he gets in here.
Get him in here. He'll be fine. Ballast Dental Care. 45 years. That's how long I've gone there. I'm never going to beg you to go to the dentist, ever. It's not my job. You're not my responsibility. You are your own responsibility. No legitimate dentist is going to send you an invitation or come or call you and go, hi, it's Ballast Dental Care. Would you like to come here and have a dental check? They can do that. You have to do it. Do not put this off any longer. Folks, I don't care. If you went to the dentist 6 months ago, I'm still inviting you to go where I go. You didn't go where I went, except for those of you who are listening who are Ballast Dental Care patients. And thank you for that, by the way, especially those of you who made it clear your AM and the PM. 45 years, I'm an expert. Ballast Dental Care. I don't care what your situation is. Do not be embarrassed. They've seen worse by far many times over. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. After the news, we'll talk with our tryout tech guy, Justin Waits. I wouldn't go anywhere. This is exciting. This could be the beginning of a whole new host every Monday. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn under sunny skies, 91 degrees outside. That is today's high. We are just minutes away.